This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, December 7th, 2020. I'm Mark Belanger. One of the lessons that has come out of elections in the UK and the United States is the rise of the far right. In Britain, it has resulted in the country breaking away from the European Union and demanding that it be able to implement labor policies inferior to the EU. In the United States, the fascist presidential candidate Donald Trump received 47% of the vote. Some 74 million people voted for more of Trump's far-right actions. In response to the ascent of the far-right, the British Trades Union Congress, the TUC, has released a major report entitled The Rise of the Far-Right, Building a Trade Union Response. It was introduced in a recent webinar by TUC General Secretary Frances O'Grady. She started her presentation by recalling her participation in a webinar with the AFL-CIO, the largest labor federation in the US.
One of the most moving parts was when we heard how when the far right were intimidating people at polling stations, how the AFL-CIO put out a call to unions and trade unionists went down to the polling stations and defended working people exercising their right to vote. And I found that really moving because ultimately, to me, this is about democracy and about the trade union historic fight for democracy and those who oppose us. And democracy for us, of course, is not just political, it's economic too. And defending working people's right to a voice, I think, is at the heart of our opposition to the far right. We do have that incredibly proud record of taking on the far right. You know, you look back through the 20th century from Cable Street to the anti-apartheid struggle to marching on the streets. But I think we do need to recognise that we're dealing with a different beast. Many of the features like anti-Semitism and racism are familiar, but there are more subtleties, I think, to this new 21st century beast that we need to acknowledge, not just racial supremacism or national supremacism, but gender supremacism too. You know, we've seen that in the far right money behind some of the anti-abortion struggles. And of course, we've seen in particular how Muslims are targeted in terms of the racism that's expressed. So for me, there are, you know, some big differences. There is big global money behind this new networked far right. There is a big online presence. And we know that online is fertile territory for conspiracy theories, for analysing who is more susceptible to those sorts of messages and being able to target them. And people will be familiar with my self-criticism of the movement that we have underinvested in online comms and mobilisation, although we have seen since the pandemic a big shift towards digital trade unionism, not as a substitute for face-to-face, but my goodness me, do we need to invest big time to be able to even match, never mind surpass, the reach of some of these ugly organisations. And thirdly, of course, that spread to the mainstream. I think it's also worth drawing on this report to think about what the unique value, what's the added value that the trade union movement offers in a way that nobody else can, because we've got to be pretty hard-headed about where our priorities lie and where we can make the most difference. I would say we sometimes underestimate the importance of our convening power. The fact that we can get people into a room, the same room, in a way that nobody else can, whether that's locally, nationally, or globally.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. You can find our features and daily newscasts at radiolabor.net. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.